blowing around his perpetually rosy cheeks with each burst of night air. My phone pings with a text, and I pull it out of my jeans pocket to read it. Unknown.
Hey, Colby. This is Lacey. Want to meet up later?
I hum to myself as I type out a response to the gorgeous redhead I sat next to on the flight here. And here I was worried Minnesota would be boring. Colby. Yeah. What hotel are you staying at? We could grab drinks. Wink emoji. Lacey.
Drinks would be great.
Wink emoji. This is honestly too easy. Women don't even make it a challenge for me. When I look up from my phone, Bruce and Remy are staring at me. Bruce is giving me a you're the man look, whereas Remy just appears irritated. I grin apologetically, then step forward and tug on the doorknob. Remy nudges me with his elbow. Hard. And I jerk my hand away from the door. Ow! What was that for? Bruce chuckles from my other side. I think that's Remy's way of telling you to ring the doorbell instead of barging in.
Were you raised by wolves, Knight?
Remy asks me, his arms now crossed over his chest. He's peering down his nose at me in a fatherly kind of way. I want to remind him that I was raised by my strict Italian mother, but instead I throw my hands up dramatically. Sheesh. West texted that she said yes to his proposal and that we can all join the celebration now. We hear laughter from the other side of the door, making it obvious that the party is going on without us. I raise my brows and gesture toward the sounds coming from inside the house. See? Remy ignores me, steps forward, rings the doorbell, then falls back in line to wait with me and Bruce. If the music and noise are any indication, no one can even hear the doorbell. Slowly, I swivel my head to level an annoyed glance at Remy. He groans and rings the doorbell again. We wait another minute, and no one comes. From the corner of my eye, I see Bruce's hand come up to scratch the back of his head. Captain, I don't think anyone's coming. Remy settles his hands on his hips and stares at the door.
I feel weird barging into someone's home.
With a sigh, I lean forward and knock on the door as hard as I can. This time, the door flies open. It's dark outside, and it takes a moment for my eyes to adjust to the bright light filtering through the doorway. But when they do, I think I've died and gone to heaven. There is a literal angel in front of me, easily the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And I'm a professional hockey player, so trust me, I've seen a lot of beautiful women. Her short hair curls around her delicate face in perfect golden ringlets, and the light coming from behind her outlines her head and figure with an angelic glow. I will remember this moment for the rest of my life. The first time I saw her, the moment I knew love at first sight was a real thing. She smiles, and I almost fall over. Those perfectly pouty lips spread over a set of flawless white teeth. Because I've seen my fair share of teeth knocked out in my career, there's something I always notice. If it wasn't for modern dentistry, I'd have several gaps in my smile. But I'm shallow and fix them with dental implants. This face is my moneymaker. Instantly, I forget anyone else in our orbit. I wink at her and give her a wide grin, the one I've been told showcases my dimples. Hey, Angel. Mind if we come in? One of her light brown eyebrows raises slightly, but it's enough to show me she has an attitude, this one. Even better.
Can you tell me who this cabin belongs to?
She asks, playing security guard in the sexiest way possible. Weston Kershaw and Melanie, I answer. She leans against the doorframe, her brown eyes not leaving mine.
And what's Mel's last name?
I shrug. Do you need their socials and birth dates too? That makes her laugh. She sloughs off the door jamb and steps out of the way to allow us entrance. Honestly, for such a